The Trail to Death.
Year 2001.
In a small town near the seaside in the Isle of Wight, three kids named Izzy, Jimmy, and James were all racing each other up the road towards their school bus. Every year on their first day of school, they would be collected by the bus and would endure a 3-hour-long windy journey to school. This year, however, was more exciting than any other year because it was their last year.
When they got there, they began school as normal, but they couldn't help but notice how much the trees had grown up over the pathway. They now loomed over the path like crooked green spines of a skeleton. This large boarding school now seemed even more daunting than before. Despite this, the three children ran into school, excited to start their learning for the year.
A few minutes later, the bell rang and all the children headed into class. "Settle down immediately and choose a seat," ushered Miss Titchborough for the fifth time. James and Jimmy charged to the back of the room and found themselves a seat beside each other. Izzy boldly marched over to the other side of the room, dragging her best friend with her. Mrs. Trinchbull began the lesson as normal, tapping on the board and reminding everybody of the school rules. Everyone nodded in agreement. They would not dare disobey her. She was one of the strictest teachers in the school. After a long-lasting 10 minutes, Jimmy's mind wandered off and his eyes drifted out of the window onto the deserted playground. He dreamt of the lessons ending so he could quickly get up into the playground and charge around like an angry baboon.
"Jimmy!"
screeched Mr. Trinchbull. "No time for dreaming of my lessons, young man." Jimmy blushed as the whole class turned around to stare at him. After a few seconds of guilty silence, Miss Trinchbull continued her rant about the school rules. Suddenly, as if out of nowhere, Jimmy thought he heard a high-pitched screech, as if he found a child locked away somewhere, never to be found. He turned to William, one of his best mates, to confirm that there was a noise in the class, but strangely, he wasn't there. As he rotated round, he noticed that Emma, Sally, Bob, and Lily had all disappeared.